1079 The End.
Guys, it's time for a second date update. We got Max on the phone. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Guys, Max and Tiffany went on a date. You guys had lunch. You went to the Sacramento Zoo. And you said it was a decent time, but you don't know where things stand for a second date, which is why we have Tiffany on the phone with us right now. Tiffany?
Hi.
Hey, Tiffany. It's Jason and Katie and Gavin, the wake-up call. We're doing a second date update, which, okay, they explained that off the air to you. Did they tell you who was on the phone who wanted to know about a second date?
Max.
Yeah, Max. Tiffany. Tiffany, Max.
Hi.
How you doing?
Tiffany, are you tired or not interested? Which one is it?
Or are you on the phone with somebody you were hoping to never talk to again?
No, I don't hate Max.
Okay, Max told us about the first date a little bit and wants to know if there'll be a second date.
Well, I think that depends.
On?
Okay, I'll consider it if I can pick next time what we do.
We know a little bit about the first date. You said you guys got lunch, and then you went to the Sacramento Zoo.
Yeah, like, you took me to the zoo.
And what is the problem with that? I mean, he said you spent a couple hours together.
I don't know. I just think the zoo is, like, just, there are children everywhere. Like, it smells bad. Like, I just felt like I was surrounded by, like, kids. And it just didn't feel like a good first date. Like,
I get that.
I think it's an adorable first date.
Yeah, I get that. Because it is for kids.
Okay, but I mean, like, it gives you a chance to talk to each other. There's not, like, super loud club music. You can do it in the day, so it doesn't have to be like a we're having dinner in front of each other and we're strangers kind of thing.
Max, why the zoo? For the reasons Katie said?
Well, yeah, I just, you know, it was a really beautiful day, and I just thought it would be something different than just, like, what you were saying. Like, it's different than just going and sitting and staring at each other. You know, we are walking around. We get to see people having fun. You get to see animals. I just thought it was a different, fun date than what people usually do.
I mean, you just see a bunch of kids having fun.
Okay, so
well,
do you
God forbid. Yeah,
do you hate children, or is just like, hey, you're not at that point in your life, and you're not ready to have kids, so why do you want
to
hang out?
Going to the zoo.
I'm with you, Katie. I agree with you.
Even if you're not ready to have children.
I just want to know where your head is at.
I don't hate children. It's just, if I'm on a first date, I just sort of want to be in a more mature environment. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree.
But for what reason? Like, a mature environment because? Because
you're mature.
Like, you're, like, feeling somebody out. Like, you want to flirt with them. Like, I'm going to flirt with them while I'm feeding a giraffe? Like, it's weird.
Hey, I mean, their tongues are suggestive.
Okay.
I'm not going to say, yeah, she's going to deny it.
Tiffany, if he sprung the $4 to feed the giraffe, I'm just saying, that's a good guy. Did you do it?
I mean, yeah, and it got splatter all over my hand.
Okay, but like, that doesn't mean that you can't have other future dates at more adult places. I don't know. It just seems like a weird, like...
Okay, so what she's saying is it wasn't horrible, not your idea of what a great first date would be. So if he's willing to let you make the plans, you would go out with him again, Max. So do you want to hear what her plans are? Are you interested in hearing these? I'm kind of curious.
I mean, not really. I know I asked for this, and I was interested on a second date, but, I mean, she was just really rude, and I just don't think I want to go on a second date after all.
Well, what is she rude about? Saying her idea? Just saying her thoughts after we asked her what her thoughts were? That's not rude.
I don't think she's being rude, but
she just thinks the zoo is a bad first date.
I do think that two people, if one of them thinks, like, the zoo would be a really cute first date, and the other one is like, ew, kids, those are two people that are probably never going to meet in the middle.
There's not anyone listening who's going, oh, come on, give it a chance. Go out late night drinking. You guys have a love connection. Just got to find the right locations.
That's true.
I don't believe there's a love connection to be made here.
Well, that's all right. Tiffany, you know, your next date, go out for drinks and dancing. And then Max, your next date, get that Candyland out and play it at the circus.
You're such an ass.
The Wake Up Call on 107.9 The End.